The Vietnam War is on a lot of people's minds these days. One reason is the controversy over President Bush's military records, which has become an election issue. Another is the documentary, The Fog of War, about Robert McNamara, Secretary of Defense during the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, and the part he played in the Vietnam War. Commentator Judy Muller has seen the movie.
I was in high school and college during the Vietnam War, and like others of my generation, I have my own documentary of those times playing in my head. I knew McNamara's version of events would stir up old memories, many of them painful. Even so, I was not prepared for what I experienced as I watched The Fog of War. In one old film clip, McNamara is seen entering a Pentagon conference room where everyone around the table stands up to greet him. I gasped, grabbed the arm of my companion, and whispered, "There's my father!" My dad, who was then approximately the same age I am now, was a Navy captain serving as Deputy Secretary to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Of course he would have been there. He was there for all of it. It just never occurred to me that I would suddenly see him this way, so many years after the event, and just 2 years after his death. The sudden apparition triggered grief, of course, but not just for my dad. It triggered grief for my friends who had died in Vietnam, for friends who came back forever changed. And that in turn triggered rage at the man who was holding forth in the documentary, explaining that he and the president had known full well in the late 60s that the Vietnam War was unwinnable. Rage at the fact that even though they knew this, they did not end this misguided crusade, but rather sent thousands more young Americans there to die. The film also showed clips of an enormous protest march at the Pentagon. I took part in that march, which so upset my father he could not speak to me about it for years. Never mind that I was a timid protester, staying well away from the hardcore action and tear gas, angry about the war but mortified at the thought of dishonoring my dad. It was a time of conflict not just for the country, but for my family as well. I was protesting the war, my dad was prosecuting it, and my fiancé was fighting it as a young Marine lieutenant stationed in Da Nang. My older brother was actively involved in the peace movement on the West Coast. Conversations at our dinner table were interesting, to say the least. My family remained close despite those contentious years, and many years later my father came to believe that the war had been a mistake. But he always believed that the bureaucrats who were running it were making a mess of things. My dad almost never made disparaging remarks about other people, but McNamara was an exception. My father had no respect for a man who would neither fully engage the enemy nor end the slaughter. And yet, he respectfully stood up when McNamara walked into that conference room. What was going through his head at that moment, I wondered. My own daughters don't really understand why Vietnam still matters to my generation, why presidential candidates are still fighting over their war records. Get over it, they say, even as their generation heads to perilous duty in Iraq. Perhaps that is why The Fog of War should be compulsory viewing for both generations.
The comments of Judy Muller, an ABC News correspondent and professor of journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication.